Wellington, literally the centre of the rugby universe. It is. Eben Lee joins us. Afternoon to you, sir.
Hi, Vici. How are you?
Mate, how is it down there? Do you feel like the Lions fever has taken over your good city, sir?
It has, but if you do find an iPod case, can you get me one too? Because I can't find one either.
Thank you. This is an issue, isn't it? They build a brand new bloody iPod with no frickin' attachment on it.
Correct. But no, Wellington is crazy. It's I've never seen it like this, actually. Well, for 12 years anyway. It's brilliant. The fans, I think our game on Tuesday, the British and Irish Lions fans bring out the best in New Zealand fans, I think, in terms of passion for team and singing and shouting and so forth. So it's just a good place to be, like it was in Auckland last Saturday, and I'm sure it'll be another humdinger tonight.
The reaction we're getting right throughout the afternoon, Evan, and the callers come in and Wellington's going off, which is great for you guys.
It is. I mean, it's good for New Zealand, and it's good for rugby, and everything's going off, really, in the bars and restaurants in Wellington today. There's just a sea of red, and it's just cool. It's really cool, and there's no trouble. Everyone's getting on well and respecting each other, and there's a lot of passion flowing around, but there's no trouble, and I think that's the unique aspect of rugby, which is awesome.
Evan, let me ask you this. This may be hard for you to answer. Why is it that the British and Irish Lions fans can ring me this afternoon and say they've been on it since 9 o'clock this morning in Courtney Place or whatever time the bar's opened, and they're fine, and they're just such good-spirited souls, as I saw leaving Eden Park last weekend. Yet we seem to have an issue with our supporters sometimes when they get on the booze at sports events. Yeah. What's the deal?
Yeah, I mean, I'm actually the friend's bar at the moment. It's sort of full of British and Irish Lions fans. Some of them have been here since 11 o'clock in the morning. And they just, I don't know, they settle in for the day, they enjoy their day, they don't want to drink, 20 pints in 3 hours. They're just quite happy to sit back and enjoy the day. And it's just a different culture, to be honest. I've lived about 9 years in Ireland, and it's just a different culture. You describe New Zealand with different motivations, whereas they, alcohol is, it's part of their society, which is different to here, where we probably do have a little bit different culture, but they can certainly drink, Beachy, but I'm glad I don't drink.
Evan, has the tour worked for you in terms of the schedule for Wellington?
Yeah, I mean, it's been amazing. The Wellington City Council and New Zealand Rugby had the foresight to have two games within a week, and I think it's been phenomenal, and I think that one of the most amazing things about the tour is catching up with people from all over the world and meeting legends of the Northern Hemisphere and Lions rugby. Just wandering through the halls at Hurricanes and seeing them in the street, and just people you never ever thought you'd meet. And yeah, it's just exciting. I think it's Wellington is, it's been an incredible week, and tonight we'll just be the icing on the cake.
Okay, what's your take, Evan, before I let you go and get on to the busy stuff of getting ready for tonight? What is your take on some of the stories that have been written this week that somehow, and you'll understand this better than most with your role formerly with World Rugby in the Sevens, that somehow the Lions is in trouble, Evan? I don't buy this at all.
No, I think it's it's really silly. In terms of, if you ask the Lions players, yes, they've had a big season in the Northern Hemisphere, but they love playing for the Lions. Look at the fans that are out here travelling around with them. New Zealand fans love it. Commercially, it's a massive success for everybody concerned. So I can't really see a reason for not having the Lions. I think this tour has been, very tough. I think they've played New Zealand Māori plus 5 Super Rugby teams plus 3 games against the All Blacks. I mean, that's an extremely tough tour. So I think in hindsight, they may look at that, but I think the viability of the Lions is alive and well. I think, if they have a really good 80 minutes tonight, it could be 1-1, and people will be, laughing on the other side of their face. Really, I think it's they need a win tonight. Coming to New Zealand is extremely tough, but I certainly don't question the viability of or the concept of the Lions, and they've been massively successful over a number of years, and I'm sure that will continue.
Good on you, Evan. As always, lovely to have you on the program. Enjoy tonight. Let's head down to Nick Mills, who is one of the leading publicans down there in Wellington. We do love him, a regular on the DRS with Marty during the week. Nick, afternoon to you.
Beachy, how you doing?
Mate, how many kegs, how many hectolitres of beer have you gone through, Nick?
Yeah, it's been blimmin' good, but I mean, and I don't want to be the negative Annie, it hasn't been what the Wellington City Council, who had meetings about meetings about meetings with police and everyone else to tell us to make sure we had 4 tonnes of bacon and 4,400 million eggs ready, and it was going to be the camper bands from Kent Terrace right round to Evans Bay. There was going to be, you know, all the stuff, and they were going to be here all week, and it was going to be absolutely nuts. Has it been that? No, it hasn't. Has it been successful? Yes, very successful, and I'm just disappointed for the fans that the worst day that we've put on for the whole week has been today.
So what are we talking about here, Nick? Not as many Lions supporters as you thought and the authorities thought?
Oh, well, we were told, and you know, like in one of these so-called meetings, that there will be camper vans either side of Kent Terrace and Cambridge Terrace right down to the Basin Reserve, and it would start at the beginning of Oriental Bay and go right round to Evans Bay, and they were going to be all camper vans, and we had to be ready to cater for them at 8 o'clock in the morning for breakfast. Well, that's, I haven't seen any of that.
Wow.
But it has been highly successful, and I don't want to come on and be the negative Annie. I'm just saying that... today is no different to when AC/DC were in Wellington.
No, all you're doing, Nick, is painting a realistic picture, because we in the media like to jump up and down and say, Wellington's going nuts. Now, obviously, Nick, I'm not there this weekend, so I don't know.
Yeah, well, I can tell you that I was on Courtney Place an hour ago and it wasn't going nuts. Was there people around? Of course there was people. And, you know, the CBD, I wasn't down on the CBD where the entrance to the stadium is, and that could have been a hell of a lot busier. I speak to publicans all the time, and I've spoken to the leading publicans, and some have done extremely well and some haven't done well. It's just some have had the foresight to get in with the tour groups and have functions on and run things and really promote it and go, hell, you know, I've got to admit, we were one of those. We just thought it's going to be a huge event. Let's do our homework. Let's get ready, but let's not do the events. And we probably haven't done as well as what some that have done. But it has been a tremendous event for the city. Has it been what the city promised us? I don't believe it has, but tonight could change everything.
Nick, you remember back in 2005, a lot of people lost a lot of money because they thought big and they wanted to cream it from the Lions fans. Is it similar thing tonight where I heard during the week somebody had to employ 100 extra workers for their bars around the cities? Is that kind of what you've had to do, yet the demand isn't there for that?
Well, I think that what you've probably heard is there's a group of hoteliers that have got 4 or 5 bars around one area, and they've had to bring in I think they went to a surf lifesaving club or went to a group of people to get some extra numbers. Of course, everyone's had to do that for tonight. Tuesday night, did they have to do it for Tuesday night? Tuesday night was fabulous. It was a great night, probably a world record Tuesday night for every bar in Wellington. But Wednesday and Thursday went back to reality. It wasn't like we had the whole 10,000, 15,000 people here the whole time. They went over to the Wairarapa, they went down to the Sounds, they went to Nelson, so they left town for a couple of days. They came back. Last night was really busy, a fantastic night around town, great vibe, good people. Your last guest was 100% right. The drinking culture of the European is completely different to us. They can drink. They do drink. You know, they go out for lunches during the week when they're at work and drink 3 or 4 pints and then go back to work, have been doing it for 100 years. So you don't see the drunken idiots. You don't see any of the trouble. You see good people wanting to sing, wanting to have a good time, and wanting to meet Kiwis.
Does it frustrate you, Nick Mills, a wee bit when you see that? Yet we're, as I put the same question to Evan Lee, the CEO of the Hurricanes, yet we're just not as good as that when it comes to our booze.
They're 3 or 4,000 years old. We're a couple of hundred years old.
Well,
you know, at the end of the day, it's a different culture, and you know, we will learn. We're starting to learn. Are we starting to get smarter about it? I think we are starting to learn, and the police are doing a wonderful job of trying to, you know, educate us to being better drinkers. And I think it will change with time. Unfortunately, you know, even Australia is better than what we are at it. So
okay,
it will just take time.
Hey, Nick, before I let you go, Paul George to OKC. How big is this for Stephen Adams and that franchise?
Yeah, I think it's big. Is it game-changing? I don't think it's game-changing. I think it's big.
Okay.
How's that?
You're a great man, as always, Nick. Lovely to chat with you, mate. You enjoy it down there tonight and be safe.
I'm so disappointed you're not here. You, all year you've promised me to come and have a beer with me, and now you're not here.
I know. There are a lot of reasons, Nick, and a lot of reasons around the fact that I'm too old, Nick.
You're never too old. I'm 20 years older than you. I'm ready to party. I'm polishing my shoes as we talk. I'll get ready.